Oh, Rastamon. Rastamon, how are you today? How's everything?
I'm good, I'm good.
You good? You feeling
Feeling
all
good,
right?
yeah.
Yeah?
I'm feeling great.
Okay. So do me a favor. Tell everybody a little bit why you came for the intuitive healing session.
Well, I feel like everyone needs healing in some way, whether they want to accept it or not. And also, it's something interesting. I always find these types of things very interesting and what comes up and what can be triggered.
Don't use me like no guinea pig.
No, it's not like
I'm
that.
just being funny. So move a little bit closer.
Oh.
We're gonna start with the breathing exercise. After we do the breathing exercise, we're gonna do the trigger cards, and then we'll just kind of, wing it, I guess. Right? So you put your hands out, palm up, a little bit closer. There you go. Okay, so just close your eyes, relax. We're gonna do 7 deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. Just really like focus on your breathing. Okay?
Like meditation.
Well, sort of, but we're only breathing about 7 good times, so
Okay.
it'll be a very quick meditation. Okay? You ready? Okay. It was. All right. There you go. You can take these. Okay. You can take those. You have some spicy ass energy. Every time.
Always do.
Every single time. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. So you want to shuffle those. I tell everybody not to look at the cards. Okay, look up, down, left, right, but not at the cards. Okay, just kind of shuffle. Yeah, kind of shuffle them around. So you can do it 2 ways. You can either shuffle them until cards start to fall out, or you can just shuffle them until you feel comfortable, and then I'll take the cards either from the top or bottom, whatever they tell me to do. So that's completely up to you. Okay. Okay. Well, you do that. You do that. You just keep on shuffling over there, okay?
It's hard to do not looking because I'm so used to looking at shuffling.
Oh, not really. I mean, maybe because I do it all the time that I'm used to it, like
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with that motion. It's not really that hard. Look, I know not to let you play spades. Oh.
Actually, I'm good at spades. I don't really know what I'm doing, but I know how to count cards from playing blackjack. So I can figure out what who has what.
And look what would have been next. I'm telling you, you are just a spicy ass individual, sir. You're spicy. You're very spicy. But you're young, so you deserve to be spicy. Okay, let's just say that. These are cute, because I'm curious now what you're going to say about these. And I don't mean cute and necessarily good. So, how did I know? There you go.
Abuse.
Yeah. Abuse. Abuse.
So what am I supposed to do? Say what comes to mind?
Yeah. So actually, yeah, you could tell me what comes to mind when you hear the word abuse.
Maybe childhood.
Yeah. What about your childhood?
It's like foggy.
It's a little foggy. So when you said it, your demeanor for 2 quick seconds was extremely childlike. Right? So, a 1,000,000% sure. You don't have to do it here. But if you really think about it, okay, it'll come to you. Okay? And when it does come to you, what you need to do is, there you go, address the shit.
Yeah.
Okay? Because it's nice and it's great and it's amazing that you've become who you've become, but you can never outrun who you were. You can only kill him. You tried, but it's still there.
I probably just bottled it up, to be honest.
Well, that's also killing something, right? Because when you bottle it up, it don't got no energy, no oxygen, rather, so it's gonna die.
It's an interesting card that will come up.
Oh, these are always interesting. Yeah. Yeah. And it's also kind of an abuse of power, right? That's also the energy that emanates from that. It's an abuse of power.
Abuse of power. That makes me think of my mom that I don't talk to.
Oh.
She's dead to me.
And that's not really a good thing.
Oh, it's a good thing because I'd be in jail if I didn't completely cut her off.
Why you say that, sir?
I killed her.
Why?
The average person, if they were to steal the kind of money she stole from me, and some of the jewelry she stole that I got from my grandfather, I'd have killed her. But because she raised me, I didn't. I just stopped off.
That's something that you gotta work on. Cause guess what? That's not a healthy way to resolve a situation. No. I get it. I get your feeling of not wanting to, but you see what you're doing, right? You're putting money which really isn't
real. It's also,
no, it's the principle. That's everybody.
No, it's not. The principle is with the money, but also the object she stole. She stole my grandfather's ring from me.
Was that her father?
No.
No?
We're not related to it at all. My dad's father.
So, let me just offer you some advice again, and I get it. But it's material. It's material. No. I get it. Doesn't make a difference how many comebacks you have. It's material.
Yeah.
And that's the woman that birthed you.
No, she's not.
Okay, she's not. No. Hypothetically speaking, though, if she was the woman that birthed you, right?
No, she...
Right?
Technically adopted me.
Oh, that's not the woman that birthed you. That's the woman that adopted you.
Yeah.
So that's why you have no issue disconnecting.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Yeah, treating me like shit growing up.
You called her your mom, so there was a connection.
At one point, yeah.
Yeah, see, you see where this is going? You're playing mind games with yourself.
So I was about 10 years old, and then that's when I decided to start cutting it off.
Yeah, at 10?
Yeah.
So, let me ask you something. If that happened at 10, and here you are at 30 plus, right?
You're not 30 yet.
You're not 30 yet? Why I think you were 30?
I'm 20.
Okay, you're close. You're close. You're 30. Okay, time moves forward, not backwards. You're 30. Okay, at 28, you're sitting here, so that's 18 years ago. And when you held the card, if that's what you thought about, then you have something that you need to work with. Right?
Yeah.
These sessions are really for y'all to figure out.
No, it's cool. It's something I had to look through.
Yeah. And ironically, ironically, this card go hand in hand, but that situation and kind of, so you have two situations I feel like they're showing me that led to maybe your distrust when it comes to a sexual relationship with a female. You can have a bunch of female friends and that's cool, but once it's more than that, another part of you kicks in. that's like, shake this bitch down, check pockets, make sure she's not wearing a wire. I don't know. I don't trust this bitch. It's like,
that happens sometimes, yeah.
So you kind of play connect the dots, because sometimes situations that you're in with females, they don't go the way they maybe could have because of the things you hold on to. Right? Well, I'm quite sure it crossed your mind once or twice, and you were like, nah, fuck that shit. That sounds like some bullshit to me.
Probably. You better. No. Brother, baby, mother, never see the baby.
Wait. Okay.
I know I'm also bitter about the whole situation because I found out through a third party, a friend of mine, that he was having a kid. I remember this because I was just got back from deployment and I talked to him maybe an hour before this, and then other friend called me like, oh, congratulations, I'll have a nephew and niece. And I'm like, I'm gonna have a what? So I called him and he's like, oh, I didn't want to tell you. Well, first he started with, it wasn't my business. I was like, oh, word. Okay. Then he called him back. He's like, well, I didn't want to tell you to judge me. I'm like, no, it wasn't.
Why would your brother think you were going to judge him for having a baby?
Because he knows how I am. When it comes to, like, I've been the one that's successful. He's older. So it's like, ego and pride. I'm the youngest of all my siblings, and I'm the one that's done the most with my life, so that's what he was thinking. And at the time, I was an aunt, so I was like, bro, I don't really care. I just wanted to know.
Yeah. So, okay. Outside of that, right? Do me a favor. Say the word bitter about four good times.
Bitter, 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 bitter.
Yeah. Okay. Now tell me of a situation where you can say you felt bitter about something. You, not that. Your brother. Just a personal situation with you. Not that or mom. No. I feel like, when did you separate from mom? About, so they're saying something here about 16 or 17.
When I stopped, when I left, yeah, I enlisted in army at 17 and left, and didn't really talk to her, but around holidays.
So when you, that's funny, so when you went into the service, you went in carrying that bitter feeling?
Yeah. I was mad at the world, actually.
Why?
Felt like I got shorted.
Definitely made up for that, didn't you, sir?
Yeah.
And shame. The last one, what's that saying?
Shame.
Yeah.
Nothing comes up.
Nothing. You've never felt shame in your whole life.
No, I felt shame, but no, like, particular instance comes up.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. Yeah. So honestly, I'm sitting here looking at the card and I'm trying to figure out why it dropped out for you as well. So this might not be you feeling ashamed. This might be like a situation with somebody else that you felt ashamed, like, you know, like a third party, like, oh, maybe like your brother, right? Like, I don't want to say it, but I'm ashamed that that's your fucking baby mother. Or like, my family. You know, like, okay, I'm ashamed that this was my background. This was my parents. This was my, okay, this feels third party-ish more so than feels third party. Tell me something. Why do you think your mom stole the stuff from you that she stole from you?
I'm exactly like my dad.
So it was vindictive? She was just being vindictive.
I honestly, this is something I did work through in therapy. I think it's because I was so similar and my mannerisms are so similar.
Mm-hmm.
And my focus is just like his. That she feels like she didn't do right by him in the end. So she took that out on me. Maybe that's what the thing I was talking about.
That could be.
She's trying to reach out to me. Maybe that's...
I don't want to reach out to me though. I mean, I get it. But, you know, you might want to, because there's some things you probably want to say.
Oh, I've said everything I wanted to say.
Yeah.
I called her after one of my therapy sessions, and my therapist told me I should call her.
Yeah.
Tell her how it felt.
Mm-hmm.
And I did.
Mm-hmm. And so now that she's trying to reach out to you, what's stopping you from...
Not wanting to talk to her, because I don't reach out what she has to say.
So, you know, so funny, because, you know, we're pretty cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed something. You have that a lot. You don't care attitude. And the you don't care attitude is cool to a certain extent. At some point, the you don't care attitude is, you know, I'm doing this to preserve my peace. Then, to a certain extent, it's a defense mechanism. And with you, I feel like it's more of a defense mechanism than I'm preserving my peace. It's more like, I learned to not care because these motherfuckers didn't care. So I don't care.
And I said it's true.
Yeah.
About something, yeah.
Yeah. And that's kind of not healthy. Because then when you really want to care, you're going to struggle. Yeah. This bad thing. You want genuine love so bad. But I'm gonna be honest, it just feels like you feel like the shit ain't fucking out here, so you like, fuck it. What am I gonna do?
Exactly.
I'm gonna play. Maybe when I hit 40, 50, I'll be good.
That's exactly what it
is. I'm gonna play.
How I see it. I had a conversation like 2 months ago with someone. I was like, love don't exist. Unconditional love isn't real.
Yeah.
Because it's not.
Yeah.
And there's always a condition.
And again, this is going to sound stupid, but it's not, because you didn't meet the right person. Because somebody's going to love you conditionally. Unconditionally. Somebody's going to love you unconditionally. Yeah.
There's always conditions.
Mm. No.
With kids and their parents, they say that's unconditional, but there's a condition.
And what do you think one of the conditions is for kids and their parents?
The provider. The kid has unconditional love, but the parents is the provider.
Well, that's not always true, because I've done sessions with people who felt like their parents, all they did was provide, and they don't really love their parents.
Hmm.
They say, I didn't get nothing but provided for. Right? That's the nature versus nurture. Did I just let you survive, or did I actually take the time to nurture you?
Oh, that's a good point. Mm-hmm.
Right? So, that's all. That's it. And it'll be easier once you admit you want certain things and kind of backtrack a little bit. Okay. It'll come to you, but when you're ready, and you won't. That's just how I feel like life works. Okay. So, we're gonna do some singing bowls. We're gonna try and unspice your life a little bit.
I don't know if that's possible.
It's not. Okay. It was just funny to say because it's not possible. So, this is what we're going to do. So first we're going to do a little breathing again just to kind of relax and, you know, clear that little section there. When I start the singing bowls, all you have to do is kind of either repeat out loud or to yourself, like, something. It could have been one of these trigger cards that I just put away, the shame or bitterness, or you're going to, like, mantra style or affirmation style, just say it to yourself over and over. You know, I'm not bitter for the situation with my mom. I'm not feeling ashamed for whatever the case is, right? You just want to say these things to yourself while I'm doing this. So, actually, it's up to you. You can sit there, you can sit on the couch if you want to get a little more comfortable. I let people sit on the couch. I move the stuff out the way. It's up to you, girl. So, chair or couch?
Chair, because otherwise I'm going to fall asleep.
I know. That's what I want you to do, because then you'll be really relaxed. So, it's up to you. That's the point. Okay? That is the whole point. I'll wake you up. I'll wake you up. Okay, so you can start to.
interesting.
The one you just gave me was interesting.
Oh.
How do you feel?
I don't know. I don't know if like lighter is the way to describe it.
Okay. Yeah. That's basically what everybody says. Like, I feel light.
Yeah, like, it was slightly confusing. Some of the frequencies kind of threw me off.
Mm-hmm.
Because the pitch was like, yeah. One of the pictures in my music video.
Hmm.
Because it's like the same door. So like,
oh, really? Look, I was like, I wonder which one. I know you couldn't, but I just, that's different. Because I know, basically, if that happens with your drum, they took so many decibels and that they just kind of just...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
They're kind of, I don't know why it reminded me of that, but one of the... There's only one time it happened that it sounded like that, and then it's gone again.
So, funny things happen when people get that. They tell me they get like childhood memories and like all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of like random stuff that pops
up. Yeah, that's, I don't think I can do that to myself, but I can't. I tried it and I went to sleep with the thing in my hand. So it didn't.
Yeah, that makes sense though.
Yeah, so, but yeah. So, okay. You feel great. That's good for you. Did I give you homework? I don't think I gave you homework. No, I didn't give you homework. Oh, man. Okay, so you didn't have homework, so we'll just reschedule for, you know, the next session. No, some people get homework. Like when we're doing trigger words, some people, I give them homework. But this was more like a conversation for some awkward reason, so like, I didn't really give you homework. So next session, we'll see what pops up. See if I have to give you some homework. Okay, we'll see what happens. So maybe I won't call this homework. Maybe I'll call this soul work.
It's been great. And terrible student because I'm great. The best student. Also, was the lazy student. Because I was not challenged in school.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I know all this.
They can't really, like, they can only push you forward so far, and then after that, they're like, you can't really do that much because you even have a weak kid.
Yeah, because like, they're like, this chill.
Doesn't allow us to do it.
Yeah. All right, so, Mr. Rastaman. Okay. It was a pleasure. Okay. We'll schedule you back for a couple weeks from now. Okay. You feeling good, though? You feeling great? That's all I needed to hear. Say any last parting words?
That's pretty cool. Like, I've never done anything like that, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah. You stick with me. I got you. Okay? Alright, everybody. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I love and appreciate you guys. Alright. You know how I leave you all the time, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet and everything in between. Be healthy. Be healthy, healthy, healthy. Our health is our true source of wealth, so if you don't have our health, we legit don't have anything else. Your physical health affects your spiritual and emotional health, and your spiritual and emotional health affects your physical health. So just be healthy. Alright guys, I'm out of here.